We're going to read out of Jeremiah 9:23-24. It's in the Pew Bible on page 668. I have to apologize for last week. Sometimes God's words hit me in a very emotional way. So I apologize. Okay. The Lord says, "The wise shall not boast in their wisdom, nor the strong of their strength, nor the rich of their wealth. If any to boast, they should boast that they know and understand me, because my love is constant, and I do what is just and right. These are the things that please me. I, the Lord, have spoken." The word of the Lord.
So, we do come to our gospel lesson now, and it's from the book of Matthew, starting on chapter 9, verse 35 through 10, verse 8. And if you're able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. Hear these words. "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.' Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collectors, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You receive without payment, give without payment." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord proclaims, "The learned should not boast of their knowledge, nor warriors boast of their might, nor the rich boast of their wealth. No, those who boast should boast in this, that they understand and know me. I am the Lord who acts with kindness, justice, and righteousness in the world, and I delight in these things, declares the Lord." Jeremiah 9:23-24. If we are not careful, wealth, wisdom, and strength become grounds for boasting. If our hearts are full of our own I ams, we will have no ears to hear his glorious, soul-satisfying I am. For what do we have more to boast about than the cross of Christ, by which God has satisfied his love and his justice, his mercy and his holiness, and displayed it all to the world as he saves all who trust in him? The ones who need the boast of personal accomplishments, such as impressive talk about academic degrees, about their latest achievements, trying to get recognition and appreciation in public, may really be telling us that they never felt that their competence was acknowledged as a child. Or not. This may be full of I ams. Our wealth and wisdom and strengths are not who we are. Our identity is wrapped up in the astonishing fact that God of the universe calls us his own. He loves us relentlessly, understands our weaknesses, and forgives our sins. If one is going to boast, boasts in these things. Therefore, since we have been made righteous through his faithfulness combined with our faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith into this grace in which we stand through him, and we boast in the hope of God's glory. But not only that, we even take pride in our problems because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This hope doesn't put us to shame because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Romans 5, 1 through 5. Trouble puts muscles on our souls. Troubles makes it possible for the people of God to endure rather than give up. And for this, we boast in the hope of God's glory. Endurance leads to character. An easy life does nothing to produce character. Character is forged in the crucible of pain. Character is built when we have no alternative but to endure tribulation. Those who come out on the other side of those are those in whose soul God has built character. The result of character is hope. And we boast in the hope of God's glory. John Wesley, wrote in 1759 in a personal letter, "The grand maxims which obtain in the world are the more power, the more money, the more learning, and the more reputation a man has, the more good he will do." And whatever a Christian pursuing the noblest ends forms his behavior by these maxims, he will infallibly, though perhaps by insensible degrees, decline into worldly produce. So, as the world does what it's right in its own eyes and boasts loudly about it, I turn to Psalms 34, verse 2, where it says, "I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad." Amen.